Welcome to a new episode of Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid Ahmed.
Welcome to another episode of Hacks and Hobbies, where I talk about my hacks and my hobbies. Currently, I'm talking about my bees, honeybees specifically. I am in love with the art of beekeeping. The bee husbandry is how they call it. It's something that requires immaculate patience and a lot of perseverance. Now, my mentor mentioned something that every time you manipulate your hive, you go in there and work on the beehives, work on the bees, work on the frames, moving them around, etc. Every single time you do that, you push back their work by 2 to 3 days. And I was wondering why that is. And come to think of it, well, it's like you're rearranging a blind man's furniture in his home. So, in this episode, I'll be talking about the different things that I've learned through the days and we'd love to get some feedback from you guys. So I'm in love with my honeybees, even though I've only known them for about 1 month and 3 weeks. It's been a really learning experience. Like our instructor said, the difference between a beginning beekeeper and an experienced beekeeper is that an experienced beekeeper has a long list of things not to do. So as beginning beekeepers, something we want to do is take a look at those lists and learn from their mistakes and not to do that ourselves. So one of the things he mentioned was that as you're beginning beekeeping, sure, there might be ton of pollen, there might be ton of nectar in your area, but since the bees are, there's a limited quantity of bees in your hive, you want to make sure that you're feeding them so they don't have to travel far to get that food. They can just go up to the feeding banks, get their feed on, bring it down to the hive, fill it up with nectar, and be able to feed the growing larva, the growing bees, and feed the queen and whatnot. So feed your bees no matter what time of the year it is, especially during winter days, during winter months, and summer months, because those are the times where pollen and nectar is not as much. I mean, unless you have trees and plants that grow in those seasons, you still want to carry on, because bees need to build all that wax. Because when you start with a new beehive, you start with 5 frames. And I probably mentioned this many times when I was putting the nuke together. And the 5 frames is all you start with. That's what you're paying for along with the bees and a queen. And these 5 frames are already filled with pollen. They should have nectar. They should have some pollen. They should have capped brood. And so essentially, the queen bee is just waiting for room so then she can go around laying eggs. But if there's no open comb, she can't lay any eggs. So you're pausing to grow. So now the bees that you do have, they will take time to build out frames as you put in the foundation. The frames and foundation that you put in, the wax need to be drawn out on there. And the bees will all can only draw it out if they have food available. So that's something that you want to keep top of mind. You also want a water source nearby. And the mistake I did is I put a huge water source. I put a huge compared to how big the bees are. All you need is probably a 8-inch to 12-inch plate size, deep enough for water to stay, and then you put stones in there so bees can come sit on it and get their honey, get their water on. So that's something you want to take care of. So my water source was a 5-foot pool, maybe a 4-foot pool is currently, and with no running water, stagnant water, I noticed that there was mosquitoes around since it's springtime. And I was like, uh-oh, this is not good. Immediately I went and bought some mosquito donuts that deter the hatching of mosquito eggs. The other thing that I also did was spray the top of the pond with bug repellent. So I don't know if the bees are drinking water from that pond, but I need to dump all of that water out and probably get some fresh water. The other thing that I will probably do is add a solar-powered water fountain to this small pond. That way, because mosquitoes do not like moving water. So that will deter them from even approaching it. And it probably might be a good place for frogs to lay eggs because I think we saw some things moving in the water and we were like, oh, there are tadpoles. So I'm not 100% sure what that is. Anyhow, it's been a pretty good experience so far, learning as I'm going and referring back to the notes that I had made on the study materials. So it's been pretty good. And I have been using those study material to talk about the basics and again relearning myself of all the things that I learned initially almost 6 months ago. So yeah, it's been pretty good. So this weekend, tomorrow morning, I will be getting my second beehive. So that means I have tonight is the only time I have available to go in there and build the frames for the new hives that are coming in. I could probably also use the frames for my current beehive and put those in the new beehive. That way, because the old hive has enough population to draw out comb quite quickly. In fact, I'm going to be checking that this weekend. We had added 10 new frames to the old hive, and we'll check this weekend how they did and how much of the frames have been drawn out. Also talk to my mentor and ask him, okay, should I take some frames out of the old hive and put them in the new hive, and which specifically ones should I put in and in which order. So that will be a good experience to go through motions to go through. So things on the docket is build the frames. I've got 30 frames unassembled right now and 30 foundations, so I'm gonna build at least 10. If I'm on a roll, I'll probably even build all 20 of them or all 30 of them. It all depends on how tired I am and how much time I have available, but I need at least 10 of them. Even just 5 would suffice to get them started. So that's on the docket for tonight. Some of the other things that I need to do is I need to paint. Oh, I should have painted. I need to paint the top cover, and I need to paint the telescoping cover and the top cover for the beehive, for the new hive. Since I do not have extras, I probably should have done that last during the week. And I totally forgot. Should have done that last week. Anyways, that is where I am currently at. I just wanted to put out this podcast, put out this episode, so I don't have stale content, and you can follow along and see what's going on. It is also the beginning of summer. Actually, beginning of summer is around June 21st. So we're coming, we've got 21 days till June 21st. We should have some more bees, and it's going to be exciting. So anyways, that's the episode for this time around. It's going to be short and sweet. Just a quick update. Thank you so much for listening and following the podcast and the journey. I've got my humblebees.com website set up. It needs some posts, it needs some love, and I'm going to be transitioning the talk about bees on the My Humble Bees podcast, which I will also set up this weekend. That way there's a specific place for the bees. And then on this podcast, I can continue talking about hacks, the different hacks that I go through, maybe life hack, maybe hack while creating something, hacking the traffic, hacking whatever it is you might be hacking or I might be hacking. Talk about hacking, I have been a following Hack the Entrepreneur blog, and I got back into it and listening to the stories of these entrepreneurs and how they come around and their struggles and how they overcome them and how they hack their life to essentially make themselves successful. It's really amazing stories. I can share some and talk to some entrepreneurs, hopefully. So that's all I've got for this episode. Thank you so much for listening again. Take care and happy hacking and enjoying your hobbies, right? Take care.